At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. And the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get the rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels. That's sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. And Rob, I'm not even looking at my bracket anymore. I do think all my final four are still alive, but my goodness. Rob, I'll tell you, we didn't follow a lot of college basketball this year, and we're talking about the men, but yesterday and today does remind you of why we all love March Madness. I don't know most of these kids from Adam, but these games are so exciting. The upsets, it's just amazing how the upsets just come. I mean, Yale.
Well, Yale looks like they're about
producer
to choke it down. Oh, my God.
Are they about to blow it?
Well, wait a minute. There was a missed free throw there. Am I behind you, Steve?
78-76. I mean, on my TV with 6 seconds left, I'm probably behind.
Yeah, no, they missed a free throw. Auburn just missed one.
Auburn's blowing it. They're missing layups and free throws at the end of the game.
They missed one, and
they deserve.
Oh, he choked. He missed them both.
They've been missing them. It's ridiculous. And he just missed the free throw a little earlier, a few seconds before. I mean, It's over.
Yale won. They beat Auburn.
Wow.
And the guy at the line, I don't know who that was, Chris, he missed two free throws. He missed them.
They've been missing them. I've been watching this. I've been having the TV on all day.
It says that's
so. They've been missing shots. I will see what they shot from the line, but I bet it was horrible.
That's Yale's first NCAA tournament win since 2016. Wow.
I mean, we expect them to be smart.
Right, but
they're not supposed to be Auburn.
Right.
That's the one thing Auburn had over them, right? We'll beat you in sports.
Exactly.
And now you can't even do
and
that.
Those guys are on the ground crying and falling out and
they
all that.
They should be because they blew it themselves. I mean, obviously they're probably better than Yale. They were the
fourth seed.
But
you got to make your free throws.
Yes, and they were missing layups too. I don't feel sorry for them at all because when I saw them blowing the layups and the free throws, it's like, come on, that's on you. I'm sorry, young men. Yep. You got to step up. You got to be better than that.
Man.
All right? And then, Rob, there was another upset just a moment ago. Now, not as big, but 10-seeded Colorado takes down. Who'd they beat, guys?
Number seven, who was that?
Florida. And I think Florida was one of G's teams.
The game-winning, was it? Rob G, he
was
said
Rob
yes.
G was, yeah, that was one of his
but
final
that,
four.
The game-winning basket, Chris, he clears out the defender with his arm. Like, how come they don't call that? Why is that not a foul?
Let him play.
Rob G, did you see that, the clear out, though, by the
Yeah,
offense?
I'm sick.
It was like an elbow, like, get out of my way, and then he got space, and then it bounced eight times.
Auburn was 15 for 22 from the line, which isn't horrible. I mean, Yale was 21 for 31. Auburn actually shot 68%, Yale 67%. Neither is really good. But I bet you in those, Rob G, if you look it up, like, say, the last 5 minutes, what Auburn shot from the foul
SEC,
line,
Chris,
I bet it
what
was
atrocious. What a bad day for her.
Well, we're going to get right into it. Let's introduce the iCouple crew. Super producer Rob G, of course, here. Mary!
There we go. We got
all right.
It.
Mary.
It's about
Mary
time.
Mary is becoming a part of the show now.
Mary, let me tell
you
something.
I mean, Mary's starting to, you know, she really becoming one of the guys now.
Chris, you know what? You don't even know. Mary is not even 21 years old. Did you know that? You didn't even know that, did you?
I knew she was in college. Where'd
I
you
graduated.
Go?
No, I graduated.
Oh, you graduated? You graduated and you're only 20?
Yeah, I graduated
wow,
July.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I graduated July and then I turned.
Congratulations.
From
where?
From Los Angeles Film. And then I turned 21 in like 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, she'll be 21.
Wow, Los Angeles Film School. So this is just like.
Yeah,
just
this
a little
playtime.
Playtime. Right, yeah, right. You're trying to go way beyond this.
Yeah, my major was in music production. So that's.
Oh,
that's, yeah.
You do beats?
Yeah.
Kick me a funky beat.
Oh, here we go. We got a show to do.
I'll give you a hit. Give me a pin in the pad.
What was it,
LL? 20 minutes. Give me a pin in the pad, 20 minutes or something like that. And I got a hit for you.
We can have Freestyle Friday.
Yes.
All right. Steve DeSager on the updates and on the social media, our man Elijah Sabunia. All right, Rob, you mentioned SEC. Auburn, not even the biggest upset.
No. That happened last night.
John Calipari, and we talked about it a little bit, but we didn't do it justice because it was
the game was ending, right, as we were going off.
They go down 80-76 to as the 3 seed, all right? To 14-seeded Oakland.
And for
not
people
Oakland,
don't.
Not Oakland, California, exactly. Not the Oakland Raiders.
Oakland County, Michigan, which is in Rochester, Michigan, a program that, Chris, most people couldn't tell you where it was.
They were, you know, they were Division II when you were writing in Detroit.
Exactly.
I mean, Rob, and the thing that, and we got a lot to say about this. But I'm going to say this. The thing that I got to point out, and I covered Calipari when he was the Nets head coach.
So he was the coach when you were there, huh?
Years. Yeah, he got fired. That was the year they traded for Stephon Marbury. And late in that season, Calipari got fired. I think it was his third year with
the
Nets.
So was Dan, what's his name from the Newark Star Ledger? He was on the beat with you?
Don Burke.
No. I was thinking of Dan.
It was Don Burke from the Star Ledger. Okay. It was D'Alessandro.
Dave D'Alessandro
from, okay. Where was Dave?
The record?
Dave might have been the Star Ledger. And
Don Burke was the record?
Might have been the record.
Okay.
And then Michael, you know Michael, man, we were good buddies. The black guy from the Daily News. You know who I'm talking
from
about.
From the Post, Michael George?
No.
Oh.
But anyway. Okay. We're getting, yeah, but... But anyway, the doubles, what got Kyle in trouble in New York was a lot of doublespeak. A lot of, like, little subtle things he'd say. And I liked him, but a lot of people didn't because there were little subtle things that were disingenuous. And that's what I'm looking at. Do we have sound, Rob G? Are we using any sound? We don't have to because, okay, so let's play a little sound. I don't even know what sound's going to play. I bet you it's something disingenuous in it. Go ahead.
We made some critical mistakes at critical times again today. I mean, we had our chances. As good as they played and as many shots as they made, we still had our chances, and both on defense and offense. And when you have a really young team and you look at where did the mistakes come from, they were fresh. I'll look at other ways that we can do stuff, but this thing here, it's a different animal. We've been able to help so many kids and win so many games and Final Fours, national titles and all this stuff, win league championships with young guys. It's changed on us. It's all of a sudden it's gotten really old. So we're playing teams that our average age is 19. Their average age is 24 and 25. So do I change because of that? Maybe add a couple older guys to supplement.
All right, here's the doublespeak. They started two seniors yesterday.
Well, thank you, Chris. Go ahead.
Maybe add a few. How many more older guys you need?
Two seniors out of five. Seniors. Right.
Right, and a sophomore and two freshmen. All right, that's number one. Then, Rob, did you catch the little I've helped, and I'll get back to this.
I've helped so many young people.
I'll get back to that. But how about what he also said? You know, I helped so many kids win so many games, Final Fours, national titles.
He said titles with an S.
Titles, plural. You got one, Kyle. Congratulations. A lot of people don't do that. But you got one title. He throw this little subtle stuff, 24, 25 years old. I was not able to find the ages of the Oakland players. And they did have a couple of fifth-year senior. A couple of fourth-year juniors, you know, so they're probably an older team. Average is probably 21, 22.
But, Chris,
but he upped it a little. You know, 24, 25, stop.
I know. And here's the other thing. Why the argument is BS, Chris. Up and down. Can you tell me about the Fab Five?
Chris, thank you.
Can you tell me about – did they not make it to the championship – their freshman year, all five freshmen.
Thank you.
What are you? It's about talent, isn't it? About age? Chris, that was 25 years ago. What are you? Oh, the game has changed on us. I got to do something different. That didn't stop the Fab Five. They didn't win the championship, Chris, but they
right,
got
but
to
they
the.
Got there.
Twice.
Right.
Freshman and
right.
sophomore. What? Right. It's about talent. Come on. Don't.
And he's got Rob. Who had the best number one recruiting class in the nation this past year?
Kentucky.
Take a guess. Kentucky. They got the number two recruiting class next year. They got a guy that some think could be the number one pick in the draft.
Stop it. I this whole idea of you help people and we did this and we won this and all that, we're not buying that, okay?
Thank you.
With the players that he's had, Chris – John Calipari, who I gave the nickname on television, can't coach Calipari.
But he can recruit, but Rob, I've never thought he was much of a game coach.
Chris, I'm sorry. There's no way by happenstance you would win more just off of talent. Forget off of talent. And he's had a
John
ton of talent.
John Wall, Derrick Rose, Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, Anthony Towns. That's an NBA all-star team.
And you won.
And you're right. We could keep going.
And you won one championship in 15 years. Somebody I saw on Twitter, and they nailed it, Chris. The Bobby Cox of college basketball. Bobby Cox with the Atlanta Braves. He had three Hall of Fame pitchers, Chris, on the same staff. Three Hall of Fame pitchers on the same staff.
That's one of the best staffs ever.
Right, and they won one championship and won 16
with
straight.
With pitching.
Right.
That's even better than having like four of the great hitters.
Because in baseball, in the playoffs, it's pitching and defense.
Yes, yes. And Rob, here's the other thing. When Kyle says, I've helped so many kids. Look, I do think Cal likes these kids and tries to do right by them and all that. But here's the problem. This is what I mean. The subtle overstatements that make you look better or make you avoid the blame, because he kind of threw his players under the bus. We didn't use that.
Oh, look at all the mistakes by these young players.
He threw his players under the bus. But, Rob, John Wall was heading to the NBA regardless of his college coach. Derrick Rose, Anthony Davis. If they didn't go to Kentucky, they weren't going to Fairleigh Dickinson.
They're gonna make it to the NBA.
They weren't going to Essex County Community College, dude.
Stop.
They were going to Duke, Kansas, Arizona. Stop it, Cal.
Stop.
Come on, Rob.
I'm with you. Stop it. Just, you know what?
He would have been better off just accepting, hey, I got to do better. Duke. We got the best players in the country. I didn't get it done. I got to go back to the lab.
And, Chris, this ain't just about this year. They've won one tournament game in 5 years. This ain't about last night. One tournament game in 5 years?
Right. You're right.
It's the worst stretch in Kentucky history, right, on something like this.
Yep.
That's what you should own up to. I have to be better. I'm not doing a great job. We have talent. There's no way we should lose this game. I'm not knocking the other kids, but we have the talent, and I haven't done my job.
The kid that killed him was a Division II guy.
Right.
He was a transfer. The kid that hit 10 or 23s. He took 23-pointers, Rob, and 3 dribbles.
And he was what? He was like a DoorDash guy or something, right? He's a DoorDash
3 dribbles.
Guy.
I don't know. Do your boxing want him?
Thank you.
Maybe put an athletic guy on him and deny him the ball. I don't know. Something like that.
Double him, Chris, and then, you know what? Let somebody else make a shot.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness. Cal. Now, here's the last thing I want to throw at you before we go to the listeners, Rob. Do you fire him? Now, obviously, we feel like he should be fired, but here's the rub. If they fire him, Rob, they still owe him $33 million plus. It's like $33,375,000. Just to go away, I would try to meet with him and see if he'll take a buyout for maybe a little over half of that. But that's a whole lot of money to eat just to get rid of. And I get it. He deserves it. He does deserve to be fired.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of money to eat.
But what if we see the Raiders do? With Josh McDaniels. What do you have left, three or four years?
But I'm just saying. Ain't like Kentucky's not making money. But
Jimbo Fisher, Chris, they let go. $75 million was on his deal when they let Jimbo Fisher go.
Nah, I get it.
It can
he
be
was
done.
Worse than Kyle, but.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. But it can be done if you want to do it. They got Kentucky has money.
I'm either firing him, and I would take time to obviously you want to mull this over.
Right.
But, or, Rob, you try to get him to take a buyout if he'll do that, but he probably won't. He probably won't.
He won all his money,
right?
Of it. Yeah.
And I would be like, look, this is it. This is your last year. You got to get something. You don't have to necessarily win the national championship, but we better get a deep run. They got the second best recruiting class in the nation, Rob. So they, a year where you have the first best class, and now you've got the second best class. I'm putting him, like, at the very least, it's like do or die, Kyle. This is it.
I'm already gone. I want him out. I would be on that class. 877-99.
I ain't mad at that.
I would just say, dude, one tournament. I understand one tournament win in 5 years, Chris. One championship in 15 years. It's enough. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. What should the Wildcats do with Calipari? And what of the doublespeak, the subtle overstatements? He's a salesman. He can recruit. But it's about winning and coaching during those 40 minutes. And that's where Kyle comes up wanting. All right, your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Paulie and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what? Just forget what those clowns say. Just listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, where a successful game plan starts with the right players, or I'll just leave it alone. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. We know you probably want to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. We're talking John Calipari and the big letdown.
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Perry in Louisville. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Perry?
Here in Louisville, Kentucky, man, 90% of the fans want them gone. They don't. And I'm a Louisville fan, so I love it.
Right.
That's our rival. But 90% of the fans, social media, radio, et cetera, they don't care about the money. They don't care about who you're going to replace him with. They want him gone. And the knock on Cal in the state is he can't coach.
Right. He can't. He can recruit.
Exactly. Now, they've wanted Cal gone for a couple years, honestly. And last night, it's just at a fever pitch. So, thanks for taking the call. Love you guys. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's a good call, Rob. I mean, I get it. Yep. I get it.
How about Bob in Texas? He's a Kentucky alumnus. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how you doing? I'm originally from UK, and I have 2 degrees from there. And John Calipari can't coach his way out of a paper bag.
He can't.
He is slick, and he's a huckster, and he can recruit better than probably anybody else. But X's and O's, he's the first Kentucky coach that doesn't know how to coach basketball at all. And they've only won because of the talent they had, not because of him, in spite of him.
There's really no other way to look at it.
No, there is no other way. You can't have that much talent and not win. And then to Chris, to bring up the freshmen and all that, let's quick squeeze in Dre from Massachusetts real quick. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
How you doing? Listen, thanks for taking the mic.
You're a college basketball guy. What do you got?
Listen, Kentucky, in my mind, they're not getting rid of John Calipari if and unless they can lure somebody like Mick Cronin to Lexington to take over for him. That's
I got that. Andre, his performance and his 15 years there, speak on that. Can he coach to you, or what's the problem?
Yes, he can. Calipari can coach, obviously. You look at the list of NBA, not players.
No, I'm not players. Not recruit.
Right, we get coach. That. Can he coach them?
Game, in-game coaching.
Yes, the team that he had with De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk that lost on a buzzer beater against North Carolina a couple years before this downslide hit, you know, that team and the team that he had with Anthony Davis, the team that he had with Karl Anthony Towns, here's what it comes down to.
Those teams were stacked. You're talking about all-stars in the NBA.
The point I'm about not coaching
saying,
it.
We're not saying he's doesn't know his way, around the basketball.
Exactly, we know
we're
that.
We're saying this is the elite level, man. He got out-coached last night. I'm sorry.
There's only one kid, Chris, who could beat you, and he let the kid beat him.
Right.
Only one kid on that roster.
What are we talking about? Come on.
So what if he has gray hair and he also collects Social Security?
We got our buddy Aaron Torres coming up.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
this. He's an expert in college sports.
And you know that.
So let's talk to him about this, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, thank you, Steve. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest really doesn't need any introduction. He's a Fox Sports Radio weekend host of the Aaron Torres Sports Podcast, friend of the show. Aaron Torres, what's up, man? Welcome back
what's
to
happening?
The Odd Couple, brother.
Fellas, what's up? How we doing?
We are great, man. What a tournament
so far.
We're
doing better than John Calipari.
I mean, is he getting fired, or is that money that they owe him going to save him, $33
million? The money that they owe him is going to save him if he wants to be saved. Guys, I'll tell you, and I was just filling in for Doug Gottlieb a few hours ago. I don't think anyone's going to pay him $33 million to go away, and I do think he's probably too stubborn to step aside, but it's really toxic there right now. There was already a huge part of the fan base that didn't believe in him, didn't believe he was the guy. I think he won a lot of people back with this regular season. They finished second in the SEC. They got another young team, all freshmen. It's going to go well. For them to lose that game in the manner in which they did tonight, I think amongst the fans – any support he had is gone. And so I don't think he's getting fired, but I do think at some point, you got to sit there and look yourself in the mirror. He's in his mid-60s. He's got all the money he could ever spend. Do you want to come back to a place that you are clearly not wanted? I still would put it at more likely than not that he's back. But, man, oh, man, was that a disaster last night.
Wow.
And that's a good way of looking at it because – there's no way they're going to welcome him back with open arms. It could be hostile.
And it's been toxic. Yeah. That's the right word. And you never like hearing that word.
Yes.
I was going to say, guys, I'm telling you, even within the fan base, I'm not even kidding. It felt like half of the time when they had success this year, there were some fans that were mad that they were having success because they didn't want to have success because they wanted them gone.
Wow.
And it was this weird, thing where it was like there was fighting within the fan base even when they were having success. And then when they would lose, everybody would say, oh, I told you so, blah, 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 blah. So I don't think that the fans that wanted him out was maybe as big as the vocal minority that is on social media. But a lot of people that were holding out hope, that were hoping that maybe this was the year,
I think a lot of people went to the dark side last night.
How about Auburn had never lost a first-round NCAA tournament game, 11-0 before today, and then Yale gets them, missed free throws. What did you make of that?
Well, I think it's just been a bad tournament for the SEC, and I saw you guys a few days ago were talking about tournament expansion, and, you know, it's funny, the SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey, has been at the forefront of this, just like he's been at the forefront of college football playoff expansion. And it's to benefit his teams. I mean, listen, if we expand the NCAA tournament, it's not so we can get Vermont, you know, more Vermonts and Oaklands and Middle Tennessee states. It's so we can get more power conference schools so those power conference schools can make more money. And so for the SEC now, they got eight teams in. They're sitting at 1-6 overall. Texas A&M is leading right now. They got two teams left, but obviously they're going to open this tournament with a losing record. I think that's what it speaks to more than anything, Rob, is that I do think it's a little bit of karma. You know, again, Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, has been pushing for expansion. His teams are struggling. He's been pushing to eliminate the mid-major teams. So I think it's a lot of karma there.
Aaron, you see the G League ignite. Adam Silver said they're getting rid of that. Obviously now all the best kids in the country, unless the NBA, you know, it allows guys to come out of high school, they're going to go back to college like it was a few years ago. Do you think, like, how excited are you about this? How excited are people in college, the college coaches about it? You may not have had a chance to even talk to anybody about it, but this seems like good news because we know a lot of kids get touted in high school, and now all those guys will be back in college for at least a year.
First of all, it was something I'm not going to, you know, okay, I'll do it. I'll do the victory lap. I was 100% right on is it never made sense. No, seriously.
Well, don't you think it would have, I think it would have worked, or at least they would have kept it if they hadn't gone to NIL in college. I think that's what kills it.
Well, I think what killed it was a lot of these guys, you know, listen, Chris, I mean, you guys both know, you've covered sports. Basically, what you were asking 18-year-old kids to do, you were paying them, yes, but there was no exposure. Nobody knew where they were. Nobody's watching them. They're barely playing games. All they're doing is practicing. And so, listen, I am not going to sit here and lie and say that NIL didn't play a role, but this was something that was set to lose tens of millions of dollars a year, every year, as long as it went on. Now, NIL played a role, but Chris, I'll also be honest, from a college perspective, I don't really know that it changes all that much because even just in the last few years, the sport has changed so much, and you guys both know college basketball with the transfers and with you know the COVID year of eligibility, it's become an older player sport, and so you see Kentucky last night, you see Duke struggling a little bit, it's going to be great to have those real difference makers in the sport. But, I mean, outside of, I guess, maybe Scoot Henderson and Jalen Green, they're really – those guys still came to college. Paolo Banchero still played in college during the Ignite era. Evan Mobley played in college. Cade Cunningham played in college. So, yeah, maybe there's a guy or two that college basketball missed out on. But the freshmen largely are having less and less of an impact as this sport continues to get older and older.
How bad is it for college basketball that Oakland won last night? I mean, we got the Kentucky story, but how bad is that for college basketball on the tournament that Oakland, that most people don't even know where Oakland plays or anything about that school?
The only ones that didn't abandon Oakland, the Raiders are gone, the A's are leaving. Oakland is here. It's the wrong Oakland.
That's right. It's Oakland County, Michigan, right?
Do you agree? I think it's good for a few rounds. It's just not good if they were to, if they got to the Final Four, it wouldn't be bad as long as everybody else is not in Oakland.
Yeah. I think the common conversation is right, is that it's fun for a day. It has given all the talk shows, Chris, I'm sure you talked about it on First Things First today. The Calipari angle gives you something to talk about, but then Calipari's done, and you just got a bunch of teams that nobody knows much about. So, you know, again, the upsets are why we love the tournament.
Yeah.
But the longer Oakland goes, the worse it is for college basketball. And I do think, you know, in a different world, the longer that Kentucky is in the tournament, it gives us something to talk about because everybody knows Calipari. They obviously have a couple lottery picks on that team. So I do agree with the general takeaway that, you know, the upsets are fun, but it is still good for the sport and the tournament
if the Dukes, the UConns, the Kansases, the Kentuckys are advancing. And obviously, at least one of those teams, Kentucky, will not be there going forward.
Let me ask you this, Aaron, last thing, and we got about 2 minutes max. Where do you feel like the state of college basketball is? Because, look, I am all into the tournament. I don't know most of these kids, but it's great. The upsets are great, all this. But the regular season is just not close to what it used to be. I'm not – forget 20 years ago. It's not close to what it was 10 years ago. And it seems like everybody only cares about the tournament other than the diehards. Where do you feel like the state of college basketball is? And is there any hand-wringing among the powers that be about that and looking at ways to kind of fix the regular season?
So I'll try to be as quick as I can here. I don't disagree with that, Chris, and I would love to sit here and lie and say it's overblown, but it's hard to get, you know, it's hard to create narratives in a sport where you have 40 regular season games and 68 teams make the postseason. By the way, that's why I don't think we should expand the tournament, because it only increases,
Irrelevancy of the regular season.
Irrelevance, exactly. And all I would also say to that really quick is the powers that be, you know, I hate to say it, but I think everyone's so locked in on the money-making venture that is college football that I think that's where a lot of the time and energy is going to right now. And I think, you know, the NFL potentially is adding another game. College football is obviously adding, what, two full rounds to the college football playoff. I wish I could lie and say there's something on the way that's going to make that situation better. But I'll be perfectly honest, guys, I don't know if it is. Great tournament, as you said, Chris, but the regular season, I wish I could lie, but there just isn't a lot that captures the average fan during the regular season. Mm.
That's the great Aaron Torres. Excellent stuff as always.
Appreciate
brother.
You, buddy.
Thank you.
No problem, fellas. Thank you both. Have a great day.
Yep. More iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find a location. That's ExpressPros.com. It's time for Shekel City.
All right, here we go.
a little Shekel City. And Chris, I did a college basketball NCAA tournament edition.
Oh, okay.
So we have the schedule for tonight. Okay, we got my best bet. Arizona, -9.5. That's the best bet. Taking on Dayton. There's a couple other games here. Hold on. I just got to get there. And I got two other games. Last night, and then, Chris, here's the other two games. Is that Seton Hall, -3.5. And the other school is TCU is playing USU. That's the school I didn't know. Who is that, Rob G? Against TCU, who? Anybody? Okay. I got those are the two games.
What's the name of the team?
Utah State. That's the one I didn't know. Okay. Utah State. Okay, so we got Utah State against TCU. I'm taking Utah State +3.5. And then I'm taking...
You know nothing about... You didn't even know their name.
No, no, no. That school I didn't. But
you
I
are literally the embodiment of the woman that... Or the little
no,
kid
no, no.
That
but,
picks
but when
their
you,
pool
but when
by
you gamble sometimes...
Jersey.
No, it's not like you always want... The obvious is TCU.
So I'm just saying know a little about
no,
the
but
team.
Sometimes you don't have to pick like
know
that.
The name.
You don't want always just to pick the favorite. Sometimes you want to take teams that aren't the favorite in games like this. Okay. But I did have my big one is of course, I said the big game tonight is Arizona -9.5 against Dayton. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Okay. Speaking of betting, maybe that was a low blow. Otani, right?
That is a low bro. Why are you doing that to
my
man?
I didn't even mean it. That yeah, I, you know Otani. I love Otani.
I know you do.
Best player ever.
But you also know Chris
the wrong way.
That there's an issue going on. Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead.
Major League Baseball. Rob G's come down right and announced that they're going to investigate. Well, right, that was the latest. Is that there's an investigation, Chris, that of course they're going to do. They've seen the
news. They have to.
They've seen the news reports. Right. There's nothing else they can do.
Right.
But to look, and I'm telling you, this is just my gut. I don't know anything, Chris, because you know that they have already searched the house of the bookie, right?
Right.
The feds already went there. They raided his house. We got that. The big thing, I think, is if – there'll be a big fine or something unless they find that Otani, Chris, bet on baseball. That's the if there's some smoking gun or some form with his something with his name on it in baseball bets, because that's what has sunk all these guys. When Pete Rose got sunk, it was because they found his initials, Chris, in his handwriting on bets for baseball games. And again, remember how Barry Bonds got caught. It wasn't about him, Chris. It was about Balco, right? The feds came in. They went through their files and records, and guess what? Guess whose name was in their records?
Well,
Barry Bonds.
Rob,
and that's what I'm saying with Otani.
And I'm not just saying this about baseball. I don't think the leagues, in their investigations, will nail one of their superstars. I think it has to be a reporter. It has to be the federal government. You know, like, it has to be an outside source. When we found out about Mark McGwire and all that, Rob, it was reporters.
Right.
It wasn't baseball. I don't believe baseball didn't know. Now, you can say, well, they nailed the Astros. Yeah, but they didn't, to me, they didn't go far enough. They should have vacated that title. And so I just, they do need to do an investigation, but
2 minutes.
I think, and look, if it's just blatant, obviously they won't be able to deny it at this point, right? But I don't think he's done that. And I think, Rob, like, let's say if he were betting on other sports, even though it's illegal in California, a guy from another country, you could easily see him getting caught up. Like, wait, you mean I can bet in this state, not this other state? Like, it's a different culture, and he may not know. Betting on baseball, there's no excuse.
There's no excuse.
But if he's betting on other sports, you know what I mean? Like, you can see
that's what I'm
the
saying.
Cultural barrier. If I was in Japan, I mean, I wouldn't know all the customs and the cultures, and all I see is gambling all over the place, Right? Okay, I can bet.
And that's why I agree with you that the only thing that hurts or sinks him is if they find his name on some slips with baseball on it. Then all bets are off, Chris. All bets are off. He's banned from the game. He doesn't get the $700 million and all kinds of stuff. Like the Dodgers could probably get out of it if they wanted to. There's all kinds of stuff that would be there if there's that kind of violation. And you talked about it a million times. I have when we've covered baseball. You walk into a clubhouse, there's no sign bigger than that you can't bet on baseball. If you don't see that, you got to be blind.
Right. Yeah. But they got to do it. They got to do the investigation. It's obviously put, unfortunately, a negative man on opening week, Rob. We'll call it opening week, right? So,
because that's what we're talking about rather than the start of the season.
Right. And it's not just maybe the best player. I think the best player in the league. It's also the team, the star-studded team, one of your flagship teams. All right, we got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.